Today's GeoQuiz is about a city hoping for recovery. It's a Mexican border city with a bad reputation. It's been called Mexico's murder capital and even one of the most violent places in the world. Business leaders and many residents there think that's not the whole story, though, and they hope to take back their city by organizing a big arts and culture festival. The guest list includes a couple of seasoned crisis managers, former Soviet Union head Mikhail Gorbachev and former New York mayor Rudy Giuliani. So name this Chihuahuan city trying to overcome its past. The answer is just ahead. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Business leaders in Juarez, Mexico are hoping to turn their city's gruesome reputation around. That makes the border city of Juarez the answer to our GeoQuiz today. In recent years, Mexico's drug war has turned Juarez into a bloody battleground. But as we mentioned in our quiz, local business leaders say there's more to the city than that. This week, a massive business, cultural, and arts festival is kicking off in Juarez to prove that point. Monica Ortiz Uribe of the public media collaboration Fronteras has a story.
At this Juarez Maquiladora, workers in navy smocks are assembling the plastic framework for flat-screen TVs that will likely end up in American living rooms. It's just one of countless products manufactured in hundreds of factories throughout the city. And it's these kinds of products that will be showcased during the two-week expo called Juarez Competitiva.
My name is Gustavo González. I'm the general manager of TTE Technology Mexico.
González is one of the principal organizers of the big event. He is also president of a binational industrial association called Southwest Maquiladora. Juarez Competitiva was inspired by a similar expo in Tijuana a year ago. In both events, the main goal is the same.
To change the perception that Juarez is only violent and nothing else.
To say the past 4 years have been rough in Juarez would be an understatement. More than 9,000 people have been murdered in a tempest of drug-related violence. Tens of thousands fled the city, and the economic recession resulted in a 33% job loss in 2008. Only now is the city beginning to show signs of recovery. While the homicide rate continues to be among the highest in the country, it's down by nearly half compared to last year. Kidnappings are also down. And businesses are working together to fight widespread extortion. A day before the kickoff of Juarez Competitiva, workers were busy setting up elaborate booths showcasing everything from electronic gadgets to bottled refreshments and lawnmowers. Rocio Rentana works in human resources at a local maquila.
Here in Juarez, we have many people that work and want to be proud of living in Juarez. We need to think positive to make this positive.
All around Juarez, there is a sense that people are tired of hiding and living in fear. Thousands attended a recent arts festival that included numerous outdoor concerts. Karen Yarza is a longtime Juarense who directs a social service organization.
We cannot stay in our houses, and if you see now, restaurants and movies and theaters are almost full again, so that's good.
Former Republican presidential candidate and mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani, will speak at a dinner for Juarez Competitiva. He was invited to share his efforts in combating violent crime and making New York one of the safest big cities in America. Also attending is former Soviet Union leader Mikhail Gorbachev. Mexican President Felipe Calderón will also stop by and meet with heads of international industrial companies based along the border. For The World, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico.
Juarez was also the answer to our geo-texting game today. We had over 1,000 players get involved. Our winners are Kiana in Archer, Wyoming, Elisandro in Appleton, Idaho, and Giancarlo in San Antonio, Texas. You can play next time, too. Just text GeoQuiz, one word, GeoQuiz to 69866.